Verse 33 now of the second chapter of Acts, "Therefore being by the right hand of God exalted, and having received of the Father the promise of the Holy Spirit, he hath shed forth this, which ye now see and hear. For David is not ascended into heavens, but he saith himself." See, Old Testament saints, friends, didn't go to heaven. If anybody had been up there, David would have been there. David is not ascended into heavens. You see, the Old Testament saints are going to be raised to live down on this earth someday. It's the church that's being taken to the New Jerusalem. It is believers today that when they die, it's absent from the body, present with the Lord. Now notice verse 34 again, "For David is not ascended into the heavens, but he saith himself, the Lord said unto my Lord, sit thou upon my right hand until I make thy foes thy footstool." That's Psalm 110:1. Now, what he's saying is this, Jesus is up yonder at the right hand of God, and he'll be there until he comes to establish his kingdom, but he's still working in the world. "Therefore let all the house of Israel know assuredly that God hath made that same Jesus, whom ye have crucified, both Lord and Christ." Now, what's he preaching? The resurrection of Jesus Christ, that he died for their sins, that he rose again. Now, will you notice? "Now when they heard this," what? The message of Simon Peter. "They were pricked in their heart, and said unto Peter and to the rest of the apostles, men and brethren, what shall we do? Then Peter said unto them, repent." Now this was for a people that had the word of God, that had the prophecies, that have heard the message. They have been going one direction, which is away from God, though they've had a God-given religion. They're to repent. They're to turn around now and come God's way. "Then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized." That's water baptism. That would be the evidence they had repented, that they had come to Christ, that they had trusted him. "And be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sin." That will be an evidence that you have trusted him for the remission of your sins and that you didn't bring a sacrifice to be offered in the temple. That you have trusted in Christ, that he was the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world. Now he says, "And ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit." Anyone that believes will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. "For the promise is unto you and to your children, and to all them that are far off." 1,900 years ago, you and I were a long ways off. "Even as many as the Lord our God shall call." And with many other words did he testify and exhort, saying, "Save yourselves for this untoward generation." Get away from this religion. Get away from the way you're going. Turn now to Christ. Now, verse 41, "Then they that gladly received his word were baptized, and the same day there were added unto them about 3,000 souls." And friends, this is not evangelistically speaking. It's not a preacher's count. These were genuinely born again. And as far as I know, it's the only campaign I ever heard of where the figures were accurate, including many of my own. Verse 42. Now here is the church that's come into existence. And I have a little book called The Spiritual Fingerprints of the Visible Church. How can you tell a real church? And I have a little book on that. Now, we send our notes and outlines. You send nothing. But if you want the book, we do have to ask you to have part in our ministry. Now, will you notice there are four fingerprints here. They continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine. The mark of a church is not the height of the steeple or the sound of the bell or whether the pulpit's in the middle or there's a divided chancel or whether they have pews or not. The important thing is, do they hold to the apostles' doctrine? That was one of the fingerprints of the visible church. And fellowship, they were sharing the things of Christ. And third, and in breaking of bread. And breaking of bread is more than just going through the Lord's Supper. It means that you are brought into fellowship and a relationship with Christ. And then in prayers. That's a fingerprint that's a little finger in the average church today. But these are the marks of the visible church. Now fear came upon every soul. Many wonders and signs were done By whom? By the apostles. They are the ones who had the sign gifts. And all that believed were together and had all things common. Sold their possessions and goods, parted them to all men as everyone had need. And they, continuing daily with one accord in the temple, breaking bread from house to house, did eat their meat with gladness and singleness of heart.